by, bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire, five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll visit the home of Tim Collins, rookie fireman, who is wondering if he will ever become a full-fledged member of the fire department. True, he has passed his probationary training. He has even made a special run on the aerial ladder truck in an emergency when all men available were called for special duty. But now, he is waiting for an important letter. The letter that will, or maybe will not, tell him he has won permanent appointment to the fire department. We'll find out what happens in just a moment. But first, here's something you'd like to know. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, son of famous Ben Collins, fire department hero who lost his life in the line of duty when Tim was only a boy. Tim is at home today, waiting for official notice of his permanent appointment to the city fire department, and dreading that his appointment may not be confirmed. Before breakfast, we find him asking his mother.
Hey, Mom, what time does the mail get here?
Now, Tim, every day the mail gets here at the same time. That's the same time I told you 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, about 11, you said. I guess I'm a little jumpy today.
You're as jumpy as a cat in a hot oven, Tim.
Oh, gee, nothing could go wrong, could it, Mom?
Now, what could go wrong? Didn't you do as well as the next one in your training course?
Well, you never know.
As if they'd fail to appoint Ben Collins' boy. Why, your father was the most looked up to, the most generous, the bravest... Well, you know what Bob Cody said.
Chief Cody? Well, all he said to me was I'd have a chance to make good if I've got the stuff. And if I get my appointment, I'm to go down and see him at headquarters.
Well, then, stop fretting and wait for the mail. Call up the stairs for Jimmy and Trudy if you want something to do.
Oh, sure, Mom. I'll get them down for you.
They'd better get down if they want some breakfast before school.
Hey, first platoon, chow call. Hit that pole, you two.
Hit that pole, Trudy.
First platoon reporting for chow call, sir.
Me too, sir. Climb.
Ho, ho.
Hey, fireman fourth class Jimmy Collins. Secure that bell cord.
Yes, sir. Bell cord secured, sir. Ouch!
Now, that's enough. You two firemen stop pinching each other and sit down to breakfast. Glory be, you'll never get to school at this rate.
Timmy, did your letter come yet? Are you a real rookie fireman now instead of just a probationary?
Probationary, Trudy. And you know very well the mail doesn't come till 11.
Mom, can we stay and see what the letter says?
Tell Mom. You'll hear all about it the minute you get home from school this afternoon, children.
Gee, Mom, we ought to celebrate.
Tim doesn't get to be a fireman every day, I guess, Mom.
Now, if you two don't stop talking with your mouths full, we'll celebrate, all right. You wait and see.
Yeah, if there's anything to celebrate.
Oh, hush, Tim.
Gee, with a cake, Mom? A big cake, four layers like you make with pink frosting, Mom?
And pork chops, Mom. I hate pork chops, but Timmy loves them, don't you, Timmy?
Yes, yes, yes. A pink layer cake with pink frosting and all the pork chops Tim can eat. But we'll have the chops first, if you don't mind, and the cake for dessert. And now, will you two finish your breakfast and be off to school?
Hey, was that the mail, Mom? It's time, and I thought I heard the bell.
Yes, it was the mail, son. See, he left these letters.
Let me have my notice, Mom. No, you open it and you read it first, huh?
Tim, there's nothing here from the fire department.
Oh, but my notice of appointment. Well, look, may I look for myself?
Yes, you'd better, son.
Oh. nothing but bills and advertisements. Mom, you don't suppose I didn't get my appointment?
Oh, no, no, Tim. Why, your letter's in the afternoon mail, that's all. You'll see. You'll get your notice this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Sure, Mom. Well, I guess I'll finish cleaning the rooms upstairs.
Why don't you go for a walk, Tim? Get some good fresh air.
No, I'd rather help you with the housework, Mom. Besides, well, the first platoon always does the committee work. You know, cleans up around the station. Hello? Yeah, this is Tim Collins. Oh, hiya, Pete. What's on your mind? You did? Well, you got your appointment through the mail. Well, say, that's fine. Congratulations. I'm glad you got... Huh? Well, no. I said no. I guess my notice didn't get into the mail in time. Yeah, well, at least I didn't get any notice that says I've been rejected, so... Yeah, maybe in the afternoon mail. Ought to be here any minute. That's what I'm counting on. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Well, there's life, there's hope. All right, goodbye, Pete. I'll be seeing you. Nothing, Mom. Just a fellow from my training class got his notice this morning.
Tim, I'm right here behind you. No need to shout.
Oh, I didn't hear you come in, Mom.
Son, the mailman just went by the house. I called out to him, but there's nothing for us.
Well, I guess that's that. I guess I just didn't make it, that's all.
Oh, no, Tim, not you. Not Ben Collins' boy. I'm going to call Bob Cody. Let me have that phone.
Call Chief Cody? Oh, Mom, you mustn't. These appointments, he hasn't anything to do with them.
I don't care. He was your father's best friend. He'll tell us.
No, please, Mom. I'd rather ask him myself. I will tomorrow. I'll...
Let me see your letter first, Timmy.
Where is it, Timmy? Did Chief Cody sign it himself, Timmy?
Children. Timmy, Trudy, there's been a delay. Now, don't ask questions, please.
My appointment didn't come through, kids.
Oh, Tim, what does that mean? You're not even a rookie?
Gee, Mom, no cake tonight? No celebration?
Cake? Well, yes, the cake's in the oven this minute. Trudy, you'll help me make the frosting. And, Jimmy... You can march right down to the store and get the pork chops. We'll celebrate, all right, just to show that the Collinses can hold their heads up whatever happens. Glory be, that's the biggest pan of chops I've ever had on this old stove, even in your father's time.
Oh, look at the juice. It's fatted right into the gas flame.
Oh, we must be careful, Trudy. The fat could flare up in a minute and set fire to this place. Oh, glory be, what's that at this time of day?
Somebody at the door, Mom. Shall I tend the chops while you answer it?
No, your brothers are out there. They'll answer the door. Oh, that sizzling fat's a nuisance. Trudy, get my pink frosting for the cake out of the refrigerator.
Okay.
I'll begin to fix it now.
Mom, you better come into the living room.
I'm busy, dear. Who was that at the door just now?
Mom, it's Chief Cody, the chief of the whole fire department himself.
Bob Cody.
Oh, Mom, can I go talk to him?
Talk to him? That's what I want to do this very minute. Jimmy, you stay here and help your sister.
Oh, Mom.
Not a word now, young man. Trudy, put my big apron on and start frosting that cake.
Oh, boy, pink frosting.
And behave yourselves, both of you, until I get back.
You let that frosting alone, Jimmy Collins.
Mom said I should help, didn't she? I'm helping, aren't I? You watch the old pork chops while I frost the cake.
Jimmy Collins, you give me that mixing bowl.
Hey, let go. Ouch. You watch what you're doing, Trudy Collins.
No, sir, not a word all day. Oh, Mom, here's Chief...
Yes, I see him. I'm glad to see you, Bob Cody, because I have a question to ask, and I hope you'll give me a straight answer.
Well, now, Mrs. Collins, when I know the answer...
Did or did not my boy pass his training course for the fire department? And if he did, why haven't we had so much as a postcard from the department to tell... What?
What's that?
Oh, the kids. Something's wrong in the kitchen.
Help! Fire! Fire! The stove's on fire!
Come on, this way, Chief.
take my hand. Shooty, we've got to get out of here.
Get the fire from the stove. Glory be, it blazed up. The whole kitchen's aflame.
Oh, get back, Mom. Give us some room.
Follow me, Collins.
Yes, sir. Jimmy, Trudy, it's all right now. We'll get you out.
Yes, it's all right now, with Tim Collins and Chief Cody coming to the rescue. But there's a dangerous fire blazing in the Collins kitchen where Trudy and Jimmy, struggling over the bowl of frosting for their mother's cake, have upset the fat from the frying pan on the stove. The fat has flared up with explosive fury, and Tim Collins has a hungry blaze to fight right in his own home. Hear how these trained firemen attack the fire in the Collins kitchen in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's a message you'll find pretty interesting. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all junior firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody. And here's your special assignment. I want you to do a little teaching for me, the kind we firefighters do all the time. You're to pass the word around to your friends. Tell them to show a proper respect for fire. That's right, respect for fire. Tell them how dangerous it is to take chances with fire, whether it's in a stove or a fireplace or an incinerator where folks burn papers or still locked up in a match where some little fellow might let it out and set fire to his clothing, or even burn down the house. So fight fire by teaching your friends to respect fire. And we firefighters will be grateful to you. Well, that is all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back tomorrow at the same time on the same station when you hear...
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go, firefighters! Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.